Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Cherie on the Cosmic Code Radio Show.
And this is Trania.
This is Trania. And tonight we're going to be talking about how important it is for you not to let science ruin your life and the one of your children. So in many ways, you know, if you do not use common sense, chances are, in the long run, you are going to pay the price. I'm sure every one of you have heard sad enough of the H1N1 vaccine and the Federal Advisory Committee that issued basically an order, the vaccination campaign against the pandemic swine flu strain, and targeting more than half of the U.S. population for the first round of vaccination. Now, do you really understand how dangerous this is? Of course, for the regular American citizen, the George Six-Pack, you know, the religious George Six-Pack, the uneducated Joe Sixpack, who spend all day watching television, sipping his beers, and stuffing himself with hamburger, that's the common American, I believe. And I don't believe that's you, the one listening to this show. You know. So for the regular Joe Sixpack, loaded with fears and no brain cells, you go, yes, let's do it. Let me sign up for that and let me bring my entire family with it. Not realizing the damage imparting such a destructive action. But first of all, you have to realize these new blocks, these new kids on the block, these new scientists are from a generation that I call, in my book, The Power of the Dragon. I call this generation the baby bastards generation. These kids that soon will be in power, probably after Obama, were born with the planet Pluto, which is the very, very intensive, fanatic planet of drama, in death for that matter, right into the sign of Virgo, which happens to be, of course, the sign of fanatic health. So when you combine those two guys together, you have these generations that are totally into exercise, health supplement, vitamin, a generation that has absolutely no self-esteem, a generation that is so fearful to look ugly, no self-esteem, to die early. And that is a fear that is induced and produced by a planet called Saturn, also into the sign of Virgo, making this generation literally insane. There's no other words. They think they know better than God himself. They think they know better with their scientific research in reading whatever books out there that talks about vitamin. They think they know better, being either doctors or health freak. They think they know better than the force or than God. And of course, by being so consumed with their own fears and their sense of perfection and wanting to be beautiful and healthy and skinny, their life is totally, totally concentrated on health, period. Now, give power to a person like this is the same thing than giving power to a religious lunatic that follows Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, and wanted to implement and impose his religious views upon the rest of the world. Now, there is not only the religious lunatic Christians out there that are lost, there is also the health lunatic that are also lost. And both, whether it be the Christians or those health lunatics, do not understand what God is all about. Now, I can ask any one of these people from that generation right now, stop your heart. Stop your heart right now. They look at me and said, the hell are you talking about, Dr. Jr.? I can't stop my heart. Well, doesn't it tell you that there is a force above your head that not only is able to maintain your body and your heart beating in perfect condition and in perfect order, but also able to take care of any infectious microbial infectious organism that actually would kill you. No, don't ask this generation to think that way. Because they have lost. They have lost that sense of faith in the divine. Only their little brain and their little education and the 10 or 20 years they have investigated the books written by some other lunatics out there becomes their own Bible, their own way of life, their own rules. And I'm telling you, give power to these people and you see it happening now. They're working. They're working in the government. They're working in science and research because that's what they do. They will impose their view on us and force you to undergo all sorts of things that are totally unhealthy for your body. It is very important, it is crucial for these people to realize that losing faith in the divine, losing faith in God, losing faith on the other natural abilities and their bodily functions, losing faith on themselves, doesn't have to be percutated on us. No, we are not health lunatic. We are not all religious lunatics. Now, do you know why a doctor becomes a doctor? Do you know why this crowd of new kids, health scientists, lunatic on the block are joining and involve themselves into health? Do you know why? Because they are afraid. A doctor would become a doctor because he nurtures a subconscious fear of death and disease and he wants to know everything about it. Of course, the money that goes with it is something that you want to think about, okay, following so many years of study. But initially, why a psychiatrist or psychologist would become a psychologist or psychiatrist? Because he's so consumed and so concerned in trying to understand himself that the truth is finally offered to him by jumping into someone else so he can auto-analyze himself, his behavior, and his reactions. But do I talk Chinese here? You know, I'm just only a little Frenchman with no education that was kicked out of school at 12 years old. Okay, because I had ADD, which is classified by the same very people as a serious disorder, including ADD. Wait a minute here. No, I realize that this happens to be a gift. So, now these people, in order to keep producing their wasteful scientific investigation, waste our tax dollars in researchers, they have to do something with it. They have to do something with our tax dollars. So, well, why don't we develop it? Find more way to combat anything? And then why don't we just get everybody to line up and sting them with the vaccine? You know, H1N1 is again a poisonous product created by man. The same exact deadly products produced by religious lunatics, which we call dogmatic religious teaching or the Bible. It's as deadly as the Bible. Because as I said, by the time I will be done doing this show, I don't know how many people will be dead in the name of Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, or God knows what out there. Now, while the swine flu is a very serious concern, don't get me wrong, and while those scientists are still doing a phenomenal work in their researches. There is something they do not know because they think we are all the same, and that's where trouble starts. If you have a natural negative reaction to bees and you get stung too many times, you are going to die. If I get stung by as many bees as you, of that person or more, I will suffer quite a lot, but I won't die. And that is the difference. We are so all very different. Our immune system is different. And what the scientists did not know, do not know, because nobody was there to teach them, because it is not accepted in our college, university, in the curriculum. It's called the medical aspect of astropsychology, which denunciate in your UCI, Unique Celestial Identity, or U chart, if you are prone with a very heavy negative planet called Neptune in your chart to suffer any and all form of poisoning, periods. That's what they do not know. There is people out there that should stay miles, billion miles away from anything that is not natural. Those born with the moon in Pisces, the rising in Pisces, the dragon's tail in Pisces, those born with Neptune in the first house. Oh my gosh, those born with Saturn and Neptune, or the tail of the dragon in the sixth house or the rising. Oh my God, how ignorant these people are to think we are all the same. No, animals are being born on a very specific time of nature. You know, usually during the spring or the early summer when there is plenty of food available for them to survive. But damn it, excuse my French, we are not animals. We are not animals. So their test was practiced on animals. And only animals who buy this will end up like animals, killed by the H1N1 vaccine. It should be the law for everyone who wants to undergo any form of vaccination first to check his UCI. Let me tell you what happened a few years ago. I was in my office and I had an appointment for a reading with this old lady. Her two daughters brought her in my house, and I will never ever forget for as long as I live. This lady came into my office, pushed by one of the daughters. Both of them came in. I did the stars of this lady after the formal introduction. And I realized that she was born with the tail of the dragon in Pisces. And I said to her, you know what? You're naturally prone to serious negative reaction from ingesting any type of medication. Would it be a beyond-the-counter cold, flu, harmless medicine? It could kill you. And you know what she says to me? Well, you see, Dr. Cherry, you're amazing. I had a flu, and I went and I bought something that I thought was going to help me beyond the counter. And after ingesting it, the next day, I became paralyzed. Now, do you think they're going to teach that to these young morons, new scientists out there? No. And if that was only the first time that I have experienced such a negative impact, you can get poisoned not only physically with man-made chemicals. You can get poisoned also mentally with religion if your UCI endorses and supports any type of addiction physically or spiritually produced by the planet Neptune in your chart. You are going to pay the price and the heavy penalty in the long run. I repeat myself. If I get bitten by a snake, well, yeah, stuff me with that chemical. But the chemical is not necessarily chemical. It's the venom itself. It's the snake natural venom that is injected in me in a very low dose, so my immune system can start to build up antibody and kick him out of my body. But when you start to mingle with all sorts of scientific, so-called proved response, you are really, really taking chances with your health. And now you wonder why, on a daily basis, new diseases are popping up. And you wonder why the human immune system is getting weaker and weaker every single day. As those bacteria, those microorganisms have learned to adapt, to mutate, to stay alive in our body. So the battle is already lost. Because even though if the H1N1 will work, it'll be just for a certain time until it mutates again, which means it will never end. So how do we fix it? Well, each time you help somebody, you're doing something phenomenal. If I can't walk because I hurt my leg, and any one of you say, hey, Dr. Cherie, let me help you to walk and sit some places until the emergency vehicle arrives and fix your broken leg. That is beautiful. But when you constantly help and rehelp and overhelp something or somebody, what you're doing is creating a much weaker system. I have told you a story. Let me refresh your memory again. One of my best friends, John, was an attorney. And because of drugs and his UCI, he literally spent his life walking the beach, being high with any form of illegal drugs he could find. Till finally, he lost his everything. And one day, I didn't hear from him for about 2 or 3 years. And one day, he came and knocked my door. And he says, Louis, do you know who I am? I was looking at this stinking, dirty guy who had long hair down to his back, burned by the sun, his eyes, his hair, it was smelly, you have no idea. I was just like, oh my gosh, get away from me, you really stink, who the hell are you? Then he told me, I'm John. I said, oh my gosh, the man that has done so much for me, that helped me to get my green card, the man that helped me to get rid of an abusive lady who married me only to get my money without giving me the opportunity to get my green card, the man who has put his own license on the line to save my butt, the man that was very wealthy, driving the most beautiful cars, using the most wonderful house and boats and God knows what, when I first arrived in the United States, was in my door, homeless. And I was just the opposite of who he was because of his help. So I was not ready to throw him outside. And I said to him, John, my gosh, please come in, take a shower, and let's go to a hairdresser. And I wanted to make him look back normal like he used to be. He says, Louis, no, you don't understand. You're going to kill me if you do that. I said, what are you talking about? This is where I've learned. He says to me, when you're cold and freezing cold, I don't feel the cold on my skin. When you're burning hot, I don't feel it as much as you do. And you know what? I don't need to eat 3 meals a day. I just go in the trash can. You'll be amazed behind McDonald's trash can how much food there is. And I said, I never wash my hands. Then I realized that his immune system, naturally, by God's order, became a million times stronger than any one of these morons who's going to run to get the H1N1 vaccine. Because his immune system, by God's order, had to increase his power, increase his vitality, increase his protectiveness, so that John could be alive and healthy while going through hell. Now, what is it you don't get? Now, do you think Joe Sixpack can think the way I do? Forget it. He'd rather be on MySpace or Facebook talking about the last burger he ate, or what movie he's going to watch tonight, or wondering what the football score is all about. That is the type of people that are lined up to get the H1N1. Not you, my listeners. Not you who are reading my newsletters and understand the importance of doing the right thing for your immune system without crushing it because of ignorance. Well, when I tell you that 99.9 of the people walking this earth, sad enough, happens to be moron and imbecile and cretin and idiots, the sad reality is, I do not exaggerate, but the same very people are very sensitive. They are very sensitive. So I have decided to eliminate those words from my vocabulary. So this way, I don't offend their little mind and their big ego and their oversensitive nature. Because these are the people that needs my help more than anybody out there. And these are the people that need to read and investigate and change their mind and cast aside their fears and understand what I'm talking about and grow through my writings.
And I wanted to ask Dr. Terry if you think that all the Saturn could be eating up this world, because a lot of obstruction, I think people think that obstruction is going to be more solid than this planet, that's going to divide Saturn from a barbarism, so to speak, that's causing all of obsession.
Well, again, first of all, Tiranya is a graduated astropsychologist, so she makes sense to herself. And unless you raise your awareness of what Saturn is all about, you may not necessarily understand her. Saturn is the fear principle. It's the planet to regulate the building, the structure, the planet to regulate the government, the manipulation, the planet to regulate England, the snob, the position in your life, the snobs, the career area. So this planet is a machine of steadiness and hard work. Now, when you have this planet into the sign of Virgo, now, we all know that Virgo is a health lunatic. Virgo is picky, fussy, critical, and regulates the elimination principle, including the bowel movement and the intestine in the human body, using, of course, the medical aspect of astropsychology. So when you are overloaded with a planet like Saturn in a earthy sign like Virgo, it's very, very normal to go to extreme as far as health habits are concerned, where natural food will be cast aside and being replaced by vitamin or supplement. And again, which is totally not what God has put on earth for you to put in your body. Doing so, you are not putting enough material in your gut, and your intestine gets very lazy. And of course, your intestine being lazy, the elimination principle do not function. And the next elimination principle you are available is your skin. And the next thing you know, you start to display lesion on your skin, or all sorts of problems, getting you looking like a pizza face. So then I'm being honest by making you aware of what those planets are doing to your skin and to your guts.
And then as I study and I go through and learn more about the forestry or green or anything herbal, and then I look at all of this traditional medicine, such as all these vaccines that are coming out and the scientists coming out with, you know, new drugs. Then I think about the subdivision, and I think if more people would just go the natural way, it's okay. But you don't want to overdo it. And it's all these vaccines and all these unnatural drugs and unnatural foods that are refined that cause all these these troubles, I think, with people's heads and hormones and make them not want to be able to do certain things and not learn and this and that.
Exactly. Again, as soon as you go against nature, you are weakening your immune system. And since this new science is taking over the laws of the divine and God, people are trusting their doctors and their medication and their quick fix instead of doing it the hard way. So, and anytime you help your body, it's beautiful, but if you overhelp, it's going to become lazy. Your immune system is going to break down because you are using chemicals, like for example, insulin should be produced by, your liver. And if you help your liver to do its bodily function, that's fine. But if you overdo, in time, you're going to pass the gene to your children, and they are going to carry a natural weakness to any disease, and they will not produce the insulin and become diabetic. So just be aware.
I think also that is where a lot of the confusion comes in and stubbornness, because many people don't realize that as children we have all of the things that our body needs, to function properly in the way it's supposed to. And as we get older, a lot of people just don't take good enough care of themselves and get the things they need to replace those lost, enzymes in our body and so forth. So to replace them, you know, doctors don't want you to know about these natural supplements you can take to replace them, to help you feel better, look better, think better, and so forth. And it's okay as long as you just don't overdo it again.
Well, again, you know, the same story. I am 150% for natural means to heal the body, the mind, and the spirit. But in the first place, you have to be smart. If you smoke too much, chances are you're going to get lung cancer. If you don't exercise and become a couch potato, you're going to build too much fat and you're going to put stress on your heart. So you have to be logical. To be healthy, it's easy. It's very easy. Just use common sense and control bad habits. But, you know, when a child is crying and the mother wants the child to be happy, what does she do? She stick a breast in his mouth. And what does the baby? He suckle. And that's the problem nowadays, okay? People to heal their pains or their boredom, they go straight to the fridge. You know, in the old day, if you wanted to hit a steak, you had to get on a horseback. You have to run after the damn thing for a few days, if not a few weeks. Then when you finally kill the bison, you have to cut it apart because you had no fridge at home. You have to put everything on your back and on horseback go right back how many miles from the camp, I don't know. See, nowadays, if you want a bison, you just turn around, you walk 5 feet, and you go straight into your fridge. So you do not burn the fats that you're supposed to. And it's all a matter of intelligence, of education, and we all have to synchronize with progress. Anyway, what are we going to do here? Are we going to talk to somebody here?
We have two people right now waiting. First person is Ricky from Texas.
Yeah, we got two people and one, three and four. Okay, we're going to start with Ricky. He's in Texas. Are you here, Ricky?
Yeah.
Hello, Rick. Okay, Ricky, what can I do for you, honey?
I'd like to know what you can find out about my birthday. I was born in 1957, April 57.
All right, first of all, like all of those born in April, you have to be aware that you seem to be a little bit too concerned about your health. Do you feel that way or not?
No, not really.
No worries. So you eat anything and everything without any concern, is what you're saying?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. Well, that is coming from the area from your moon and your tail in the sign of Taurus. Taurus is the sign of plentiness. Taurus is a big, big guy with big bones. And if you do not, as I said earlier, be diligent with food and exercise, chances are you could become overweight. Do you understand that?
Oh. Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. So with your tail of the dragon in the sign of Taurus, you're going to be forced by life, Ricky, to lose everything you own in life. Maybe one, two, or three times. Did that happen to you yet or not?
Did I do what?
Lose everything you own one, two, or three times.
Yes, I have, one time.
Yes, yeah, that's pretty difficult, that's for sure. The main problem that you carry in this chart, and I cannot be too nice to you, I have to help you, okay, Ricky? So forgive me if I hurt your feeling a little bit, is that you have a very strong insecurity complex, and that's coming from your past life where you were a millionaire. Do you understand what I'm saying? In your past life, you were very rich. You had all the money in the world. You were living in Switzerland. And all you were doing is playing piano, singing, and just buying your way through life. So you came in this world with a karmic work to do to realize that money is not everything. Now, do I get you or not?
Yes.
Now, it's very important to realize also that you never, ever in your past life as a billionaire suffered. You did not know what it means to go out there and lose a husband, lose a house, lose your work, lose everything, and start from the scratch. And because you had so much money, you were controlling people because of your wealth. So now the universe wants you to give you a little bit of the cake to yourself. Now, it doesn't mean you would never be wealthy or happy or secure again, understand me. But you still have to burn a little bit of your karma before warm. Now, you need to learn to change your attitude about all sorts of things because you're very stubborn. And that's good if you use that stubbornness to be productive for a job, for your health, for your career, God knows what. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
So you can use the power you were born with at your advantage. And sometimes you're very patient with me. And you can be both. You can be very patient or you could be very, very aggressive mentally and verbally. Again, you don't have to agree with me, but I see it. Okay?
Yes.
And you would not attract bees with vinegar. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're very honest. You're very solid. The only thing you want is love, is happiness, is justice. You're a beautiful soul. Don't get me wrong. But you carry a very, very powerful chart. If you don't handle it properly, it's going to create a lot of conflict. And we don't want you to lose anything anymore because of financial insecurity or because you don't listen and you're aggressive. Now, I'm not throwing a rock at you, honey, because I'm worse than you could ever be. You understand that, yes? You can ask Tirania. I'm not an easy guy to deal with. You know, I'm a terrible charge. But the beauty of being an astropsychologist is that I can auto-analyze myself and I can make the appropriate changes that will affect my behavior so that I don't ruin my relationship with Tirania. Do you understand me?
Yes.
All right. Now, I can see that, do you like animals or not?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You have teaching and philosophical power, though, because you're an actual investigator. Have you ever worked with cash in your life? Just a question. In a bank, cash, or something like that? Just a question.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And have you thought of writing? Because your chart predisposes somebody that can investigate and be very good in communication and writing. And that could lead you into publishing and teaching in the big scale in the long run. So just tell me, do you work for the government? Do you work for yourself? What do you do?
No, right now I'm just retired.
What did you do before?
I was an assistant manager for a gas station. I've worked factory. I've waited tables.
All right, so I can see a lot of work surrounding either the government or local government, and working for gas station or whatever you're doing it dictates a strong connection with the government. Well, I tell you what, there is some good news for you. Now, first, are you planning to move or not? Because this coming to you.
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're not because again. You have that very strong sense of security. In your past life, you own castles. So you hated to sell the castles and you hated to move from your castle. So you need to realized that I'm ahead of you, okay, Ricky? And I can tell you, sooner than what you think, you will be forced to move. Now,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
You will be forced to move. Now, when I say move, it could be because of something you may not be able to control, or might be a good opportunity that you won't be able to pass by. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I see you relocating, and I see you restructuring your career. And the dragon has been against you for about 2 years now in all the affairs involving love, romance, and children. Do you have any kids or not?
Yes.
Have they been heavy on you?
Yes.
Yeah, they've been costly emotionally and even financially. I understand and I see all that. The good news is that as the end of August is approaching, the tail of the dragon will be removed from the area of love, romance, and children, and you're going to feel much better. Everything is going to be much easier for you. Now, I can see also you could have started a business in cleaning. I can see you could have done anything intellectual or physical. It's pretty much entirely up to you. But your biggest asset would have been to work in finances, in real estate, appraisal, and things of this nature. Do you follow me or not?
Yes.
Now, you are only what? How old are you?
I'm 52.
Oh, you're a baby. You're a baby. To me, 52 years old is still young. I'm 60 years old. Listen to me, honey. Even though that you think you're going to retire, I got another surprise for you. The universe has passed an order for you to keep doing something that at your age will involve more of the spirit. So be prepared, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because this will be very beneficial. And within the next 2 years from now, you're going to talk to me. You're going to say, gee, you were right, Dr. Cherry. I didn't know I was going to take this type of study. Or I didn't know, like you said, I was going to move. And then you're going to realize the beauty and the power involving astral psychology. I want to thank you for calling, honey, okay? You have a good night.
Another thing, Ricky, another thing I wanted to tell you was when Dr. Cherry was telling you about, like, watch what you eat and so forth. I wanted to tell anyone too, it's always not the amount you eat, it's what you eat. And if you eat anything that is like refined too much, or you know, fattening and things like that, you're gonna get, you know, lots of health problems and also gain weight. And a lot of things people don't realize is when you eat a certain amount, you need to break down all those carbs and proteins and so forth, or you will pack it on and you'll overpack it if you're a big eater. Like me, I am a big eater, but I don't pack it on. I know things that a lot of people don't know. You want to take enzymes always, digestive enzymes to help you digest your food properly so that those nutrients will work better in your body and you won't gain weight and so forth, or get health problems. So take that into effect, Ricky, or anyone else listening as well.
You got all that, Ricky?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You're surely welcome, honey. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to New York. Let's talk to Celia. Celia, are you here?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Turi. How are you?
Oh, Celia, good to hear you. What's going on?
What's going on? Everything is now okay, I don't know. I would like you to tell me a little bit what's going on.
Okay, well, first of all, you have to remember, we just end up 2 weeks of waning moon, which has been pretty tough on many, many people. And many of the people out there do not know about the waxing and waning side of the moon. So they end up taking a trip. They go on a cruise line and they end up in a hospital with food poisoning, or they're trying to go someplace and the airplane end up in the ocean, God knows what. And this is terrible for people not to use the tools and the sign of God through His celestial design. And again, you have to remember that we went through that, and last couple of weeks have been a little bit better. as we are aiming towards another full moon. And the next, I don't. Do you read my newsletter, honey?
I didn't receive them since June 2nd.
And how come?
I spoke today to Tarania and I told her to arrange they should come because I miss them so much.
But what? Okay, well, Tarania.
I don't know why. I have no idea. It just stopped,
well,
and I.
It's funny because first of all, you have to be a VIP. Okay, you have to sign up to, in order to receive the newsletters, you have to sign up. Now, the Dragon newsletters are free, and I do send them or I don't send them depending how busy I am, okay? So once you sign up for the Cosmic Code VIP newsletter, today I signed four VIP.
I was receiving them okay for all the time. I don't know why it stopped. I paid, everything was fine. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it just stopped by June 2nd was the last one.
That's very interesting. You might have to check with your ISP because we have thousands of people and nobody is complaining. As a matter of fact, everybody is enjoying my newsletters. And you are
I love your newsletters. I was upset that I didn't get it. I emailed and Tarania explained to me that her email goes to spam, so she probably didn't receive it.
Okay, so we definitely have to clear this up ASAP. If you are a paying subscriber, you should be a VIP. But anyway, on this newsletter, I have asked everybody, on my last newsletter, I've asked everybody to write down July the 4th, which is a very important day because that's the date, the birthday of the United States. And we are going to be undergoing a Uranic sudden release of energy windows on the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. And this can easily produce earthquake of large magnitude, volcano, tornado, hurricane. That energy could affect sophisticated electronic equipment and bring a plane down. So I put this this prediction on MySpace, on Facebook, on Twitter. I put it all over the place. And people are watching. So just be aware of July the 4th.
But July 4th is past. We are in almost in August.
Excuse me, August the 4th. You know, when I shout I don't know where I am. You want to, you know, you have to use common sense with me.
Okay.
tonight is the last July day, literally.
And on that
newsletter, I wrote to be very careful for August the 5th. So let me correct it, August the 5th, okay? Now,
okay.
This interestingly, this eclipse of the moon, which will be a lunar eclipse, it will be in your sign, in my sign, because we both born in February. Okay?
Yes.
And having a full moon in your sign, an eclipse on your sign, just be ready for something quite extraordinary. I already have an end as far as I'm concerned. I have somebody which is working with me, ready to put me on nearly 50 radio station, hard radio station.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. So it's working. What I'm trying to say is Aquarius was wishes and friends. So having this lunar eclipse right on you and I will certainly bring an element of surprises. And karmically, the surprise will be extraordinarily positive if you worked hard, or pretty negative if you try to collect without working too hard. But it will emphasize the world of Aquarius. It's like Tarania is feeling that boost of wanting to learn more and more and more about all that I know, and she's literally sucking me every single day, literally, mentally, and listening to CDs and DVDs and tapes. She's constantly sucking in the wisdom, and like a couple, 2 or 3 days ago, she started, and she says, why do I do that? I said, well, you're already feeling the impact of full moon in Aquarius conjuncting your dragon stale in Aquarius, and as Aquarius was astrology, metaphysics, UFOs, it has indeed affected her. Do you understand me?
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
Comes the new moon of August, that should be some serious celebration for the entire world. because finally this nasty dragon will lose his complete power and being removed from the world of Leo. Okay? And it will be removed from the second house of money of the United States. And as I have promised people when I was on Coast to Coast and on my TV shows, it will start in December 2007 and end in August 2009. And already, the real estate market is pumping up. Already, we show sign of recovery. So you could see that Dr. Chirius put his name in his predictions, and once more, he was right.
But again,
and I'm not being an egocentric or, you know, motivated by spiritual pride, but I, you know, the fact is that I do perceive much more than a lot of people, and I firmly believe that people should really, at least if they don't want to believe me, that's okay with me, but there's nothing to believe, and that's the problem in my work. It's not a religion.
If they don't believe you, then they lose out. It's their loss.
What I'm trying to say, Celia, there is nothing to believe in my work. Absolutely nothing to believe in Dr. Turi's work, because it is not a religion. You have to investigate it. You have to check the website where I talk about the police, where I give the deadly...
Yeah, but your words prove themselves. That's what I say. When the same thing is again and again proves itself, then you start to believe in this philosophy, person, whatever.
But
you prove yourself.
But Celia, the problem is people don't investigate.
That's true, without knowledge, they cannot understand the depth of what you are talking.
Exactly, and you're a spiritual advanced Aquarius like me, so you belong to the future and the genius family, and like all my readers and all my clients and supporters and my students and my friends that vibrates like me, it's all about that type of energy. You vibrate at that level, so it's, you know, a magnet will attract a piece of wood, so you can relate to me and you can perceive the light, okay? That's very simple for you. You have that inborn antenna, but those morons, I shouldn't say the word moron. I promise myself I won't be nasty anymore to those embassies, to those idiots, to those innocent people.
I understand you, because sometimes it's very frustrating that people don't get it, but they can't get it because there is no knowledge.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
Hi, Miss Celia, beautiful. I love you, girl. You are the bomb. And that red hair definitely set you off. You got to keep your head up. You got to keep your eyes open and talk to your angels, because they're there. And you've been there for me this whole way, too. I love you.
I love you. You are so special.
She's very special, Lydia, too. That. But anyways, Celia, so as come the next new moon, that new moon will be on your seventh house, so you may be forced to face the world with a different upgraded energy. Then the dragon will be moving, of course, into your subconscious. So that's where you and I, we are going to undergo some very serious psychological changes, where perceptions in depth and mysticism will be joining in building within the world of Capricorn, the subconscious creative forces that will translate into a very physical career, where the reward of my 35 years of work will finally pay off. Because I know what I'm going. I'm very impatient, that's all. But I know what I'm going, and I don't think people can be that stupid. You know, after all, like you say, when I keep giving proof over and over and over again, and which is the base of science, to prove something many times unarguably, then it has to be accepted in our college universities, and finally I'll be able to teach the cops and to teach the world and to teach the children of the future, and that is my fate, and that is my mission. And it is with people like you that endorse me, that support me, that are my friends, that I'm able to carry my own across. So I want to thank you for that.
I admire your mind, admire your knowledge.
You know what? The idea now is to breed that knowledge and raise it to a higher level with your own gift, Celia, and do like I do, share it. Would it be with some of the kids around you? Would it be with some of your friends? Would it be with your family members? I don't care. Just help me to free mankind from his own self, from his own ignorance, from his own fears.
I do, Dr. Turi, but like you know, I wrote to the police commissioner no one answer. You know how many letters I wrote, an explanation, and give your all, you know, your name and phone number and everything, and nothing, absolutely nothing. I wrote to Oprah how many times? Nothing.
Sweetheart, Celia.
You know why they don't get it? Only because they have even not 10% of knowledge what you have. That's why.
Don't worry. I know, as I said also, I believe all my work is sealed and crystallized on the internet forever. And it's not wasted. It'll be going to the kids of tomorrow. So it's not wasted, Celia.
You are right, but it's so frustrating that you know, people should understand that the life is completely different when you have deeper knowledge what you are teaching.
But that's okay, Celia. The world is not ready. That's the problem of being an Aquarius like me. You and I are much too ahead of time. And we're dealing with a bunch of Joe Sixpack and morons and idiots out there. Not all of them, don't get me wrong. Not those that are working with us. But the sad reality, as I said in my newsletter many, many times, 99.9 and 3/4 of the people walking this earth are, let's say, innocent. I won't call them imbeciles, okay? Innocent. Let's put it this way.
Just
I would say that's a good thing. When people are innocent, they don't know better.
All right, Celia. But always nice talking to you, honey. You have a good night.
Nice talking. Dr. Ture, I just wanted to know, so what's my future? Soon future?
Well, I have explained to you. I have to go back to the archive.
Tell me something. I just don't remember exactly. My Saturn is in Virgo, by the way.
Of course. And then that's what produces stress on your intestines or your guts when you get under stress. You're fussy, you're picky, you're critical. You are aiming towards bringing natural health physically or spiritually to the world. You're my soulmate. You're my celestial soulmate, put it this way, because I already have a soulmate with Tiranya. But you're my sister, my celestial sister, put it this way. So I understand you so well through the stars. But what you have to remember is that this full moon and the next new moon are going to play a very big part in our lives, mostly because we were born in February. The full moon in February and the new moon in Leo of August will make a very important timing for you and I. And then just stand by and watch, because it will happen. All good, Celia, okay? All right, maybe we lost her. All right, let's go to Texas. We're going to talk to Jill. Jill, are you here?
Hello.
Hello? Hey, there you go. There you go,
Good.
Jill. Go, tell
Hello.
Me, is he hot out there?
Oh, gosh. very.
Where are you in Texas? What city are you?
It's right by the Mobile.
I see. All right, do you have any questions for me?
I'm not too sure. I was asking the person who answers the phone that I think my birthday is in June, and on the last day, June 30, and I have somebody who's around me, and I wanted to see if we have a blend, and they're a Pisces from 1960.
Well, I can only, you know, you're a Gemini in my work with your sun sign in Cancer, and any time you deal with Gemini, you have that dual energy. Gemini cannot help themselves to always carry something apart from themselves anywhere, including on this reading. Sad enough, I can only concentrate on you tonight, honey. So, let me tell you that being a Gemini, you probably look younger than your age, okay? And everything in your life would be 2, 4, 6. So how many kids you got?
Two.
You got two kids. Well, Gemini's 2, 4, 6. How many times have you been married?
I never got married, but two separate fathers.
Two separate fathers. You see the number two follow you again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, with your sun sign in Cancer and your dragon sign in Cancer, you're a very emotional, sensitive, beautiful, caring person, period. But in order for you to make progress, you need to realize, Jill, that the moon plays a very, very important part in all the affairs involving your security, real estate, family, food, and anything that dwells with your life in general. I have a book called Moon Power. More than anybody, Jill, you need that book, because it will give you the grounding you're looking for. With the head of the dragon in Cancer, you're supposed to feed and protect the world. So what do you do in life?
Real estate.
Real estate, so you see? You feed and you protect. When you sell a house, what are you doing? You protect people from the rain and from the sun. Do you follow me?
Yes.
And that's your dragon set. So you're moving in the right direction with your dragon set. And even though that the tail of the dragon has messed up the economy, now that we have this rebouncing energy when the tail of the dragon moves out of the financial aspect of the United States, you're going to be able to make a bundle. Correct?
Correct.
And the idea, again, is to make sure when you show a house or when you go on the road, you watch the moon. Don't show a house when you feel like. Don't do an open house when you feel like, honey. You're either going to bring the wrong people that will waste your time and won't buy, or the wrong people that would do even worse to you. So you may want to just understand that when the light is green, you go, and when the light is red, you slow down or you stop. Get my book, Moon Power, and then you'll understand at the end of the year why you should live by this book. And it's not the Bible. It is better than the Bible because it has the rules written by God himself through the signs. Do you follow me?
Okay.
There you go. Now you also have a bit... Go ahead.
Huh?
You also have ability in interior designing and psychology and the legal aptitude. You have a beautiful chart.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm actually thinking about law school.
There you go. Yeah. Well, again, I can perceive that through you because your UCI said so. See? And it's also on your creativity area. And because of the new dragon set and tail entering Cancer Capricorn, where you have your own dragon set and tail by birth, you're going to go through a mutual reception. You will be forced to restructure your entire life. You know, being born in June, your first life in the real estate is gone. You will still do that on the side, but very easily. But you're going to get into a very different life. You're going to fulfill God's order for you to have two lives in one, and that is the order imposed by the universe upon Jill. You know what? it's funny because there's a lot of people out there that are wondering, what am I good at? What can I do to find love? What can I do to have a better health? What can I do to have a phenomenal job that would get me out of this stupid office and dealing with those losers that make my life misery? What can I do so I don't have to drive hours, kill my car, burn gas, hurt Mother Earth, and be insane risking my life on the highway? A lot of people are asking those questions. And I'm giving them the answer. Do a full life reading. Invest $310. And if you can afford, talk to me directly. It's going to be a little bit more expensive. Or call on Taranya. She'll do it for $110. Okay?
Oh.
And when I'm... I decide to let Taranya work a little bit. But what I'm trying to say is, I know I'm expensive. $310 or $700 is expensive with Dr. Cherry. And Taranya is a trained astro-psychologist. She's as precise as I am. No, as fluent, but precise, yes. And that's what you want. And I'm allowing her to work a little bit so she can practice. But what I'm trying to say is... By doing your full life reading, I can talk about your soul's purpose, the way your finances are set by the cosmic code, your mental process, everything about your home, your family, the real estate endeavors. I can tell you all about love, romance, and children. I can tell you about your health and your real service to the work. I can tell you about the people you will attract, the marriage, the contract, the way you face the world. I can talk about your past life, your paycheck, the death area. If you want to know, you ask me. I tell you, I can talk to you about your education, your connection with foreigners, your past life with the Indians. I can talk about your career, your public standing.
I had a past life with the Indians?
Hell yeah. honey, all disappeared civilization use the stars, okay? And every one of us, you like it or not, in this endless cycle of reincarnation, we all have had a connection with Indians. They don't have to be American Indians or Navajo or Apache. Yes. They can be from the Atlantic, the Sumerian, the Incas. You carry that with you, indeed. What, do you feel something with the Indians?
No, I don't. I met a girl when I was traveling in England who felt unnaturally close to them, and she was so English and so white and so blonde.
So now you understand. See,
Yes.
See, the problem you have, Jill, here, that you are judging people through their physical appearances. You can
she
only
was
use
so far it, from you, an Indian, though, that when
honey,
she felt
honey,
like that, you know.
You don't understand me. You are judging people through what you see, through your eyes, through your logic. I don't judge people. I don't see people with a normal eye. I use the third eye. I can see people when they were Indian with a very brown skin and dark long hair. I'm not limited by the physical five senses.
No, I mean it in the way that we as Americans, and I consider you American because you live here now, but we as Americans, we are naturally going to have some type of affinity because
You know where your past life is? Your very past life?
No.
Not the one with the Indians. Your very past life is in England, and you're not very lucky in this place over there.
Oh.
Now you see why you end up in England? You're judging the world through your five senses. You don't have the open eye. I'm dealing with people from the archetypal realm of consciousness. I'm dealing with the stars. I'm well above into the divine. And everybody else, including the scientists and the cops and the police chiefs and NASA, all these people are using their logic. They are using their physical eyes, their physical senses. They are limited by five senses. No, I am using the archetypal realm of consciousness, the third eye, divine wisdom, the tools of God. And that's why they don't speak the same language than I do. That's why we bad heads, because they are behind. They don't see the same way that I see. Sometimes I always say to my student, I must be the only guy in the world who doesn't need glasses. You know, because I can see things that nobody else does. You know, when I make prediction and tell you the cops are going to make the news, or an earthquake's going to hit in front of 15 million people on coast to coast, and 2 days later, exactly 2 days later, it happened when I said it would happen. When I predicted the Asia tsunami, the 9/11, and I wrote
everything.
Well,
do you want to hear something interesting? I have a friend who, believe it or not, you know how everybody says, well, you're not a rocket scientist? I have a friend who's a rocket scientist for NASA. I just wonder if I sent him your newsletter, how he would take to it. Because he's so out there, like he was the kid in the high school or the junior high school
who wore the big glasses and carried all the books and didn't talk
to anybody because he was so in the, you know.
Jill, listen to me.
Sorry.
Stay on one track. Don't be a Gemini. Stay on track. First of all, there is a big difference between education and intelligence. That's what you have to understand. I have friends that are extraordinarily educated. They are doctors. They are attorneys. They are members of the government. And they are as stupid as can be when it comes to my world. They are uneducated in the divine. They are master in laws. They are masters in the physical matters. And if this person to be working with NASA has to be a very educated, excuse my French, nerd. That's what that's what produces a scientist, a nerd. That's what produces an astronomer. Because even astronomers do not know that their field of astronomy is a byproduct of a much older science called astrology. But they don't know that because they don't teach that in their college university when they apply to become astronomers and work for NASA. They only use the physical values and understand only the physical parts of the planet by telling you their size, their distance, their position within the solar system, but they have no idea of their divinity, of their spirituality, or what God, the purpose of God himself was not to breed people nerds and turn them into NASA nerds and science bomb to blow up the moon. No, that's not what God put us on earth. God put us on earth so that we could use his creation, the divine values involving Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Mars, Pluto, Mercury, in the association with those planets are from the old theology, the old Greek mythology. It's all so deep. And scientists can only deal with their pen and paper and the physical matter periods.
Basically, just give us a chance to enjoy being in our own flesh.
Exactly. So, But what I'm trying
to... Oh, let me ask you real quickly. I was trying to lose weight. Will that come off?
Well, you know what? You heard Tirania earlier. You need to, first of all, you have to be decent. If you turn yourself into a couch potato and eat a lot of potato, chances are you're going to build it. But if you exercise, eat decently, and take enzyme, as she mentioned earlier, you will be able to lose weight. But I got good news for you. From the stars, the tail of the dragon is moving in Cancer right on you and on your dragon's head. So you're supposed to, hypothetically speaking, die and rebuild the entire atomic structure of what you call Jill. In other words, mm-hmm. I can see you taking some serious dieting, some serious exercise, and rebirthing yourself in facing the world. And that is already
seen. I've been doing that.
It's in the stars.
Just do it the natural way.
I just started 2 weeks ago.
Try, stores like Whole Foods and Sprouts. Just don't overwork yourself. Don't overdo it. And you've got to not do things like, bad habits such as smoking and things like that. Because if you take all those, enzymes or do a body cleanse or something, it's not going to work to its highest level.
So what she's trying to say, if you're doing something purificative in your body, and you go and get drunk or smoke cigar or a pipe, it's not going to help you. Okay, that's what she's trying. But I know you don't smoke, do you?
No.
Okay, well, you don't want to. You didn't sound too convincing, but anyway, if you do quit, it's not good, because being born in June, you could end up with allergies or respiratory problem later on.
And also, being a Taurus in your 12th house, you have that strong drive for money. And also, just remember, anything you think negative coming from your 12th house, if you think negative, anyone listening out there, when you think negative, no matter what, in the future, it's going to become a reality. You are swimming downstream. So always think positive, just think positive. And that thought will become a positive outcome in the future.
Basically, what she's trying to tell you again is that the future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought. And if you keep thinking negative, your subconscious, not knowing the difference between the positive and a negative, will bring about your world of reality, because being born at the image of God, you have the essence of God and you have the essence of creation within your own being. Of course, they're going to teach you that on Sunday school, but that's what I teach.
And you'll probably end up being in a big mansion with lots of money in the future. And also, one last thing, on your fourth house, you have a lot of Virgo. Maybe try surrounding yourself at home with a lot of green. Green plants, wear some green nail polish, girl, for a change. Maybe you might draw yourself more, more financial luck and so forth.
Well, it's all about energy. It's all about energy. The more green you have, which is the color of Virgo, the more power you will have to get into your exercise or your dieting. You know, it's like if you go home tonight and you start to paint everything in red. That's the color of Mars, the color of war. Anybody that come and visit you, you're going to jump on that person and strangle him on the spot. It's all about, listen to me. I'm just exaggerating to show you the energy, colors, numbers, stars, spirits, omen. It's all about energy.
I'm coming to his house. She jumps on you and she attacks you. Because it was a red.
I know you're a Gemini and you like jokes, okay? So, listen, Jill, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for calling, honey. We're going to cut it tonight.
This is great.
So, just get a reading sometimes and let me take care of you properly, okay?
I want to get one, definitely. Listen, real quick. So, surrounding myself with green as much as possible is going to help me lose weight?
It will help you. If you have, Virgo is the energy that induce exercise. Virgo is the Virgin Mary, the sense of purification, perfection, and natural healing. The color for that energy is green. So if you surround yourself with a lot of green, you are going to have that Virgin Mary blessings of purity surrounding you. So green plants, green clothes, green nail polish, whatever it is, that will get you into the purification mode. It's all about energy. Don't wear red, okay, because you're going to become an Aries and you're going to become aggressive.
I have no red in my wardrobe whatsoever.
Well, and maybe...
And it's mostly green. And I just went shopping.
Wait. Now that you're into colors, you're putting the can of worm here. If you decide to go and exercise, maybe you want to wear a red T-shirt or the red shorts, because now you need the energy of Mars. Mars regulates action, aggressivity, and you don't want to use red in your home, but you can, if you wear a red T-shirt, you're going to have the energy of Mars on you, and you're going to get more dedicated to your exercise. And just understand on a spiritual level what I'm trying to say. If you wear black, like me, I'm wearing black all the time, you're going to nurture that mystical, magnetic, secretive, a wizard type of energy, and people will either respect you or be afraid of you, because that's the color. Black is contain every single colors in one. It's a very mystical plutonic color. You know, colors, numbers, tarot, astrology, chiromancy, numerology, it's all connected. And of course, you cannot go and teach your friend who works for NASA these type of things, because he's not set by God himself through his UCI to perceive the divine.
But then again, there's
also... I think you'd like your stuff.
Oh, then again, there's all shades of red. Not saying to anyone out there that red is a horrible color. I mean, you can have red in your house, but then again, it all goes back to how you perceive things and how you think and what type of person you are. So I think anybody, you know, if you don't want to do investigation on other people, at least investigate yourself, because that's where it all starts.
Now, you know, we're talking about red. You know, I had a brand new red Corvette, and I have right now a red Hummer. And I just challenge anyone out there to go on the computer and to look for a red Hummer. I can guarantee you that you will not find the red Hummer, because it is a very special edition. And how the hell, excuse my French, I was able to attract a red Hummer is just incredible. And then I have a red Hummer, and I have a red Corvette. But what I'm trying to say is, because my dragon set is Aries, which is ruled by Mars, and that energy brings me a house that is number one. If you add the 4411 all together, it will bring you the number one, which is an Aries number. It's all about energy.
And then again, he also attracted the big red sweetheart, which is me, who's born in April, who is in Aries. I mean, his dragon's head is Aries. You can't beat that.
So, what I'm trying to do here is just to bring further your honor, cosmic consciousness, your honor, intuitive powers, your honor, raising your vibration to the divine. It's something that can be done outside of praying Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, or going on top of a mountain and chanting all day long. No, you don't raise your vibration by sitting there and being a Neptunian. You know, if I decide to go and increase my wisdom, okay, I'm going to do like every lunatic people think they should do. We're going to take a trip to Peru, we're going to find a very high mountain, we're going to get the oldest, skinniest, biggest monk loser we can find, and we're going to be sitting with this monk for the next 10 years chanting into the stars. But guess what? 10 years later, I'll be 10 years more stupid, because I didn't learn anything with this monk, with this monk sitting on top of a mountain that's freezing my butt. But if instead I go and eat dirt, not to say anything else, if instead I get bitten and I get hurt and I suffer and I work hard and I create reaction, if instead of being Neptunian and deceived, I go and work hard and jump into someone and realize what my behavior does to these people, then I'm going to grow, because the truth has never been inside anyone. I have learned all that I know by looking into other people, and that's where the truth resides, into others. My world is so very empty. All that I have learned is by talking to people like you, Jill, by being able to listen to them and their reaction. Do I make sense?
Oh, sure. I just think did you ever see the Monty Python movies?
No time to watch a movie, honey, but no.
Oh, no, because they make fun of everything. And there was a little old man at the top of a mountain who had a very long beard, and all the people from England just started following him around. He's like, get away from me. And when you were saying at the top of the mountain, I was thinking about the Monty Python.
Well, that, you know, again, this is like you know, like you would judge a white girl born in England. You judge her through your physical appearance, or how can she be an Indian? In past life, she was an Indian.
No, I didn't mean it by...
Stop. Let me finish my line of thought. Learn to listen. Like old Gemini, you have to learn to listen.
Go.
What I'm trying to tell you here is people see an old guy with a long beard, in all mind biolife, they see this type of person an equal to wisdom. No. Naturally, this person's going to know a hell of a lot more than you, but it depends. That person could have been a billionaire and spend his life on his yacht and being mined by the sun and have learned nothing at all. People use their eyes and their senses, and they assume, like me, they assume Dr. Curie is an egocentric, Dr. Curie is another Mrs. Clairo, is a psychic, he doesn't know what he's talking about. They haven't walked my moccasins. They didn't investigate my newsletters and my work. So they assume by using their logical mind and their physical senses. And that's what makes a difference between Dr. Curie and the rest of the world.
Yeah. Well, you know we all love you.
Oh, I know, sweetheart.
I wanted to say really fast, because we're running out of time here, Jill, you were saying, because you were with a Pisces, and, you know, coming from your seventh house, marriage, partnerships, contracts, you're going to attract foreigners or anything like that. Am I guessing, is this guy a foreigner, right?
Yes, he is, yes.
Yeah, Pisces. Pisces has anything to do with, you know, Middle East foreigners. And things like that, translation, publishing, and things. So that's where that's coming from.
So basically, well, what she's trying to say is, like, all of those born in June, you are set to end up with a foreigner, and a foreigner can be any sign of the zodiac, but it's where he was born that makes him a foreigner. Put it this way.
But what I wanted to ask Dr. Cherry about all that was, you know, a lot of this stuff, this wisdom, all this stuff that that Dr. Cherry knows, dealing with astropsychology, comes from the foreign lands anyway, such as we all know, well, most of us might not know, or some of us don't know, that over there in that country, the Muslims were the beginners when it came to this astrology learnings, and they knew about the secret stuff hidden in the universe, and they had the moon and the star and the flag, but they couldn't obviously stand the fact that if they shared it with the world, that they were going to lose that control, they were going to lose that power. So Dr. Cherry, is that true about all the people from over there? Or
yeah, indeed, the Arabs, the Muslims and the Arabs have had most of the astrological knowledge in the old days. And again, the legacy is the moon and the stars that's still on their flags. But the point is, their politically oriented religious crowd didn't want them to use the stars, and they replaced the true message of God, again, the stars, into dogmatic, deadly religious dogma. And the same applies for Christianity. This is why you're not supposed to touch the stars, but the first thing the Bible says, and three wise men were following a star to the birth of Christ, because the three wise men were astrologers. Because you cannot follow a star on a horseback or a donkey's back, unless they made the, you know, turbocharged camel during those days, I don't know. Yeah.
So which man, Dr. Cherry, which man was it that reversed this true wisdom and turned it into this Christian controversy?
Well, it's not just a man. It's a leader. a leader that happened to have a very strong Neptunian chart and decide to turn things around at his advantage. You know, 2,000 years ago, people were not exactly smart. You know, if you pissed off anybody during those days, they turn around, they kill you, and they eat you because they didn't have McDonald's all over the place. People were hanging around with dirty clothes in the middle of the desert, roasting potatoes between rocks. And what's funny is when you see those programs, those Christians program on television, they tend to duplicate those dirty, ignorant people, but they knew nothing at all. And the message of Jesus himself was totally, totally turned around and messed up. Jesus was taking for a ride, literally, because his true message, when he says to follow the water bearer after the sign of Pisces, which is written in the Bible, has never been taken textually. So it's all about politics, manipulation, greed, and control. And it was easy during those days, because of the age of Pisces leading the general energy and of deception, to follow. And anything that has been said for 2,000 years became a general knowledge and became an accepted fact. But the problem is, because something is accepted by the majority, and practiced by the majority, does not mean it's true. And that's why Dr. Terry is coming in, to wake you up, to make you aware of the true face of God and his celestial tools, so that at the end, you end up doing exactly what God wanted you to do in the first place, and that is to use the signs so you may lead a more productive and safe life. What is that is difficult to understand? Tell me.
Can I ask Tyrannia something in?
Sure.
Tyrannia, when you were talking about the Pisces person, you were almost coming to a conclusion, and so did you feel this person was a good person for me?
I wanted to tell you, it's hard for me to say that anybody is a good person for anybody.
Well, first of all, we don't have his UCI, so this person is a nobody to us. In order for Tyrannia or I to judge somebody accordingly and accurately and using our tools, our gifts, or astral psychology, we need to have the chart of this person on the software that I design. So until then, this person is just another person, and that's why if you intend to have a relationship and you're already set by the stars to get into a very solid relationship in the future, you may want to kind of investigate him a little bit more, or maybe do a comparison chart. So this way you know exactly who he is, what he does wrong, or what you should do right, or whatever, and then leave that to my expertise so that you can save this relationship. Okay, honey, we really have to go, Jill. Thank you so much for your call, honey, and thank you for listening. Well, we come at the end of the show. And as always, I'm going to ask Tyrannia to read one of her poetry. She brings a bit of contrast that I like, because I'm rough, I'm impatient, I'm sometimes rude. She tells me you got to be a bit softer with your listener. But she brings love and understanding and peace, and it's a good way to end up the show. So enjoy Tyrannia's gifts.
Okay, I just wanted to, before I read my poem, tell everybody who's listening tonight, you know, this is the easiest thing in the world to learn astro psychology, because, you know, you just go by your sign. Everyone has a sign, but you're not just that one sign. Okay, there's 12 signs of the zodiac. There's 12 houses that go with each of those signs. And you become a different sign. And then from there, there's the planets that go with those signs that, rule a certain part of life. And from that, just judging from one person's UCI, you can become anything you want if you use it in a good way. And that's all I wanted to say about that. So if you're not going to investigate, anyone else, at least investigate yourself. And right now I was just going to read you a poem that I wrote that, for fun. And I think you'll enjoy it. It doesn't have a title though. And it goes like this. being dragged deep to faraway places, starting not to be able to breathe, nor can I find peace in this place, being left all alone now without secrets. Please come and share with me. And the murky waters washing up over me and covering me complete, letting it suck me under. I can only learn not to catch my air, feeling as if I can't fight it off anymore, becoming sadness. No more, no more. I hear your calls. I'm not here in this place anymore. No longer am I to be just blinded by the moonlight. Your shadow around has come to lead the way. It's letting you take me with the night, because it knows that only you can really take me with the night. And I wrote that in my father's garage when I was going through that negative Saturn month back when I was in Dallas. I wrote it for Dr. Cherry. And he's definitely a true leader, and he wants to help everyone, and just like me. So you can do it. Just keep your eyes open, keep your head up, and talk to your angels, because they're there. So on that note, good night, everyone. Sleep tight.
Good night, everybody. We shall see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye. Stay safe.